Blog Talk Radio.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
began in Africa. Our roots 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 began in Africa.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
Money. said no. Now you know.
The money man. I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Thank you.
are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
Drop the brick, he's gonna pull his penis off. 12 guys, 12 bricks, 12 guys, 12 bricks, drop the brick, yeah, drop the brick, 12 guys, 12 bricks, no, we don't want to drop the brick, no, we brother, and they were shaking, and they were sweating, and they were crying. No, big brother. So I gave them to the count of three. So I gave them to the count of three. And then we said, drop the brick. Drop the brick. Drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. Yeah, I'm G Money, the Pimp County, and if you didn't know, now you know. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do.
And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls. So you need to come check me out.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes. We'll be right back. That's the way love goes.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been asleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight, and I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home, and I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right, DJ Papa D. Let's play the story for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. You know, when I was eighth grade, I was in elementary school at St. Anselm's Elementary School. And I had a brother in the sixth grade, and I had another brother in the fourth grade. So we were attending school together, and we were doing everything that we were supposed to be doing in the school. And I was getting to school early because I had to be an altar boy in the church services. So I was finished being an altar boy for church, and I would walk into the school building and walk around, and I would check all of the classrooms just to say hi to the teachers. And I walked up on my brother's classroom, and one guy from my classmate, he was walking out of the classroom. And I had heard about people putting tacks on the seat where people were sitting down and trying to do their classwork. They were sitting in chairs, and they were sitting on thumbtacks. So when I saw this guy from my class walk out of this younger class, I went in to check it out to see if it was my brother's classroom and to see if the cats were in my brother's chair. So I went in and I looked at all the desks and I saw the cats on all of the different desks in the classroom. But all the desks that had cats on it, none of them was my brother's desk. So I didn't worry about it. I walked out the classroom and went downstairs for the announcements and the Pledge of Allegiance. And when I walked out the classroom, the teacher from that classroom saw me walk out, but I didn't know it. So later on during the day, when we were switching classes, I had to go to that classroom for my class. And when I walked in, I wasn't really paying attention to anything. I was talking to my buddies and talking to some girls, and, you know, I was just socializing. And I walked into the class, and they had a big note on this desk in the front of the room that said, this desk belongs to Gregory. And I looked at the note, and I said, wow, I'm being treated special today. I'm special. And I looked at everybody, and I laughed at all of them, and I said, I'm special. That's why I get a special desk in the front of the classroom. And I walked over, and I didn't even look at my seat. I just sat my big butt down on the chair, and I jumped up. I said, yow! And I looked up, and I started pulling all kinds of thumbtacks out of my butt. And I was like, what is this? And the teacher came over to me, and she said, see, that's what you get for putting tacks on the students in my classroom. And I said, oh, is that what this is all about? And I jumped up, and I said, where's he at? And I had seen this guy walk out of the classroom, so I knew it was him that had put tacks on everybody's desk in that classroom. But I got punished for it, so I was going to return the favor to this dude in my class. And I said, where is he? Where is he? And he stood up, and he crossed his arms, and I'm like, you better put up your fist, because I'm fixing to sock you. And he was like, I don't want to fight. And I said, well, I do. Boom, boom, and I stole two to the jaw. And he said, oh, man, I don't want to fight. And my teacher came and broke us up, and everybody in the class was saying, beat him up, G, kick his butt, grease, G. And I was like, man, I was mad because I got punished for something I didn't do. So I was really upset about it. And I was going to take it out on the person that caused me the pain. So I was ready to fight. But my teacher took us out into the hallway and was talking to us, and I explained to us that it wasn't me that put the tacks on those stairs. It was him. It was Gary that did it. And so the teacher said, oh, I should have known. Said, Gregory, you're a good student. You don't do things like that in your class. And I said, no, it wasn't me. And she said, I know it wasn't. It was Gary. And I said, yeah. So she walked in the class to calm the class down because everybody was excited because they thought it was going to be a real fight. They thought Gary was going to put up some defense about my swinging and punching him. And they were really excited thinking that we were going to have a fight in the classroom. But my teacher had calmed us down and told me that she understood what I was feeling. So
So she was sorry for putting the tacks on my seat, and she didn't expect me to actually walk in and sit down on all those tacks. She expected me to walk in and see all the tacks in my chair and not sit down on them. But because I came in laughing and joking and talking with all of the students in my classroom, I didn't even notice the tax. So she told me, all right, Gregory, you're not in any trouble. And Gary was like, come on, Gregory, take the blame with me. We can do it together. And I'm like, I'm not taking the blame for something I didn't do. So I'm going to kick your butt. And he was like, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. And I was like, I was mad, but I had already got two licks in, and I was cool about it. I was like, okay, well, he can go back in, and the teacher knows I wasn't the one causing the problem. So she announced to the class that I wasn't the one to put the tax on all the chairs. So she said that it was all over, and she apologized for putting the tacks in my seat and having me sit on all of those tacks. And everybody just laughed because they said, he sat down and he jumped up. And I was like, yeah, those tacks hurt. But that was the end of the day. So we didn't have any more problems. Me and Gary were still good friends. And after that, you know, everything was cool. So that's the end of the story. And I want you to know that anytime you get into trouble, somebody knows the truth. So all you got to do is have somebody tell the truth, and everybody that's in trouble can get out of trouble.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park and on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, cause that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm G-Munch. I'm make them laugh, I'd laugh. I'm G Money, the pimp Tommy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money, the pimp Tommy. If you don't know, now you know. You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. I would visit, and I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coins. For your networking pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me 6 tacos? Well, they charged me for 6, or they should have been 5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries, and I got a drink, right? $5 and $2.19 is $7.19. So they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, 3 soft tacos, Dexter. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy. Hey, DJ. I got an idea for a song.
Oh, okay. Well, let me find a beat.
Ooh, I like that beat. Yeah. It makes me want to dance. Do the funky chicken. It makes me wanna dance. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready to party? Are you ready to get your groove on? Well, right now, D-Money is ready to play its new song. D-Money Shuffle. Now listen to my instructions, and you do the dances that I call out. And do as I say do. Are we ready, everybody, for the party? Let's party, y'all.
Mashed potatoes. The funky chicken.
Watch yourself.
The swim. The backwalk like Michael Jackson. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot.
Get money, jump ball. Money, jump ball.
Stop. In the middle of the floor. Touch all over me.
Watch yourself.
Throw the money on the ground. Do the moonwalk.
lay on the floor and act like you're riding the girl.
Watch yourself.
The bird. The mashed potatoes. Step one. Step two. Step one. Step two. Dance from side to side. White people dance. The funky chicken. The worm. The freak.
Watch yourself.
The cha-cha. One, two, cha cha cha. One, two, cha cha cha.
Step right. Step to the left. Doggy style.
Watch yourself.
Doggy style. Woo, woo. Doggy style. Clap. Step, step, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, stomp. Get down, brother, do the double step, double step, double step. Okay, let's doggy step. March it up, doggy, jump it up.
The pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah.
Get money, jump ball.
In the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was an only child, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
I am Sir Loathed, the devoid of funk. I have always been devoid of funk. I shall continue to be devoid of funk. Starchild, you have only won a battle. I am the subliminal seducer. I will never dance.
I shall return, Starchild.
luck next time.
I can dig it. This is the Star Child. On another day, chasing the noses away. Protector of the pleasure principle. This is Star Child. Let me put on my sunglasses so I can see what they ain't looking at.
Zero positivity, better known as the nose zone. Has anybody seen old smell-o-vision? Where is Sir Nose? If y'all see Sir Nose, tell him the Star Child said, "Coke, put that suit to use, you mother! Plus you will dance, sucker."
Pay
I'm gonna fly.
kind of fits me. Revealing a nose I never recognized.
Well, sir, nose.
I make them equal.
Come on out, sir, nose.
Like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-money, that's what you say, you say G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-
get money, get money. Like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. Get money, get money. Like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. Get money, get money.
G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G
This is G-Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth-building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right, well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members because we have a contest that we want the fan club members to participate in. I have a $50 cash prize for the winners of the competition. So I want people to call into the radio station and be caller number 12. And what they'll be doing is identifying the movie that DJ Papa D is playing the clip from. So he's going to play the clip from a movie, and you call into the radio station if you have the name of the movie. And if you're caller number 12, you can win $50 for the cash prize. So you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station and claim your $50 prize. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie.
We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down.
Okay. We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down. Play it again, DJ Papa D.
We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down.
All right. You got 5 minutes to call in and claim your $50 prize if you're caller number 12 and you know the name of this movie where it says you got Black Hawk down. Is a Black Hawk down, and if you know the name of the scene from the movie that that scene is from, call in and be caller number 12, and you can win $50. Okay, you have 5 minutes to call in to the radio station and claim the money. All right, DJ Papa D, play another one of my songs for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I had a Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang.
Woo!
I'm G Money. The Pimp Comic. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. Oh, yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner. And people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I had a couple of girlfriends that loved to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looked so good. Oh, I kept purring like a kitten. And it run so good. My Mustang was
sneak all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud. It was quiet. It was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stort. Unfortunately, we didn't have a fan club member call in to identify the movie. The name of the movie is Black Hawk Down, and it was a real interesting war movie. A military movie that was really good. So I'm sure anybody that saw the movie would have enjoyed it very much so. So it's called Black Hawk Down.
We got a Black Hawk Down. We got a Black Hawk Down.
Yep. My buddy used to run around saying, Black Hawk Down, Black Hawk Down, when we were in Gregoryville. That's what he used to come in and say, Black Hawk Down! Black Hawk Down! All right. Well, we didn't give a winner, so I can put this $50 away until tomorrow when we do the show at 3 o'clock. So be listening, fan club members, because tomorrow there is no contest. It's just a call-in for the winner. That's all you got to do is be the call-in for the number that I'm expecting to answer the call. So that's all you have to do to win the $50 prize tomorrow. And now, DJ Papa D, take us into another song, and we'll be back for more of the radio show in a minute.
Might to carry on. kids to carry on. Should everybody sing? Sing on. Will everybody sing? Come on. Will everybody sing? Yeah.
Well, all right, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world, I hope you enjoyed today's radio show, because it's been a real blast. We had a good time doing the show for your listening pleasure. So I hope you join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock for our radio show on Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody around the world can follow what I'm talking about. After all, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm in the house. So be careful. Wash your hands. Have your social distancing. And make sure you wear your mask, because I understand that the virus has peaked in Las Vegas. And it has peaked all around the United States. Especially in L.A. and in Las Vegas, we got to get control of the virus. So everybody needs to go back to wearing their mask and washing their hands and making sure they're maintaining social distance from everybody that they're coming in contact with on the strip and walking around in the busy city of Los Angeles, California. So make sure you're doing what you need to do so that you can control the virus and maintain the distance so that the virus doesn't attack you. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to play a song. And we'll be back tomorrow for more of the show.
and more $50 cash giveaways. So better to stay tuned for tomorrow's show. I'm G Money, and I'm wishing you well. God loves you, and I love you too. DJ Papa D, play our prayer, because we need the prayer to stop the rise of the virus around the world. So let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
We got a Black Hawk down.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory's Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.